Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. We believe we have all the phone issues ironed out at this point. 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, what we do is take telephone calls, so let's go right to the phones and see what we got. Let's go to BP in South Carolina. BP, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, girls and boys.
What's on your mind?
Yesterday, you said something on the... My dog's bite me, I'm sorry. You said something on the radio about New Hampshire and the citizens being armed better than any state in the nation.
That was on Saturday night?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I was here.
It was off the cuff. You know, right. I mean, I'm not quoting you on nothing, but, you know, I'm a Southern boy. And I thought we had all the guns down here.
Yeah. So New Hampshire gets lumped in. We were just talking about this, Peakless Mountaineer, how New Hampshire gets lumped in with
New England.
New England generally. And when one thinks of New England, one tends to think of tea-sipping effete Democrats.
Boston, New York, that sort of thing.
Who wet their seersuckers at the thought of one of the unwashed Southerners having a gun. And
I was lucky enough to graduate boot camp and got sent to Winter Harbor, Maine for 3 years. 3 years I spent up there as a Florida boy.
Yeah.
And I got issued snowshoes for me and my wife. Just the best time of my life.
But, you know, up here in the sort of the northern New England, people are much more likely to have guns, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't blame them.
I wouldn't back the claim that New Hampshire has more guns per person than any other state.
I don't know how you would know because they're not all registered.
I know it.
Yeah, that's difficult to know.
You know,
it's high. I don't know if it's different than another state or not.
We do have constitutional carry, so you can go into a gun store and walk out with that gun that day and sort of carry it around. Now, if it's a handgun, you would have to wait the 3 days, but you could you don't have to wait 3 days to buy a handgun?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Isn't there a federal law that...
You have to wait for the background check to come back.
You have to wait for the background check to come back, which is usually 1 day.
Yeah.
Well, bought guns, and got them an hour later here.
Everybody here knows more about guns than I do, to be clear.
Recently, it's been about a day because the demand for background checks is so high. It used to be an hour. These days, it takes about 24 hours to get that background check back.
Got it.
Man.
All the Democrats are buying guns.
It's
taking longer.
Funny. It'll change next week, right?
Yep. Well, take care there in Charleston, BP. Thank you.
So, from what I'm looking at here, it looks like we're fifth.
Okay.
And
who's
that can't be right.
Who's ahead?
Delaware. That can't be right.
Delaware. Rhode Island.
No, I'm gonna have to find another.
You're not gonna be able to
have
good numbers on that.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, thanks for the call, BP. I don't know what
we
the
do have
was.
A lot of guns, and the only place in New Hampshire that you cannot legally carry a gun. Now, a property owner could say no guns here, and then you're committing trespass, not a gun crime, actually. You can't take them to the post office, but that's a federal thing, and that has nothing to do with New Hampshire. And you can't take them past the checkpoint at a courthouse. You can take them up to the checkpoint,
But people literally...
I refuse to hand a gun to a deputy, but you can check it if you want.
People here in New Hampshire will literally carry a gun into the state house.
Oh, yeah.
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 And presumably into the governor's office, too. I don't know what their rules are there.
There are some police departments, like the Manchester Police Department, when I go to get my... Because I still like to keep the permit... And they prohibit guns. Now, I don't know how that would go down. I mean, badly, but I don't know specifically how that would go down. They have a sign saying there's no guns in that building.
Yeah, it's interesting to, from a legal standpoint, what's their ability as the government, a government building where, you know, there's basically no rules on government buildings. You know, how could they really prohibit?
Like, what would you be charged with? Would you be charged with trespass? Which you can be charged with trespass on a public government building, which is weird. Or would you be charged with some gun crime? I think you would just still be charged with trespass.
Let's go to Julian calling in from Grand Forks. Julian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
All kinds of things. But the first thing I want to say is, I love New Hampshire. I want to get out there as soon as possible, join the Free State Project, because I think that's awesome. But I just wanted to ask you guys about Sam Cedar. You know that guy?
Yeah, he's a liberal commentator, does podcast, and he's pretty well known.
Yeah, Majority Report and all that.
Yeah, but, okay, that sounds right. Yeah, he's been on the show one time.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah,
he got pretty frustrated with Ian.
He did?
Yes, but Ian's a pretty frustrated guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's always having the libertarians on his podcast and sort of just talking trash and stuff. I don't feel like he does really wants to have a reasonable conversation, but I was just wondering what do you guys think of his politics? Like,
I think that there's a lot of talking past each other when it comes to things like this. I get it why a guy like Sam Cedar is frustrated with libertarians, and I get it why liberals generally are terrified of the notion of libertarianism. It is infectious. I mean, you know, as far as doing a show, I applaud anybody who's able to stay on the air and, you know, get listener support to the level that Sam Cedar is. So I don't hate the guy or anything like that. But, you know, we do similar shtick from a different angle. And I don't know. What do you think about the guy?
I think it's a lot easier to keep your listenership when you're touting the Democratic Party line as he does.
I think it's also one thing, it's easier to do a show by being a libertarian, because I already know the answer to whatever question you're going to ask me. The answer is more freedom, not less. So whereas Sam Cedar has to find out what do the other commentators say, and he has to do a lot of research on any given issue, so he can't just say, call in and ask me about anything, because, well, he may not have an answer to how to democratically fill potholes in Louisiana. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, Sam Cedar, he was on the show. Got frustrated.
I have seen him do some interviews and some very interesting people, which a lot of people that are that party line just don't have the courage to even talk to these people.
I think the guy's has shown a great deal of bravery. As far as, I can't imagine doing a show with him because it seems like he frustrates relatively easily. But, you know, nonetheless, Julian, thank you for the call. The number 855-450-3733. Let's go to James calling in from New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mountain Boy, who would you call if I strangled or watched or edged?
Sounds like James from Arizona, not James from New Hampshire.
Let's hope.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever. James can call back anytime as soon as he's ready to apologize for threatening my family. And there you go.
So I found a what looks to be a much more reliable list on percentage-wise, and the highest ones are Montana, Wyoming, and Alaska.
Yeah, I like those for most gun ownership.
Those with Idaho are all over 60%. And we're kind of fair to Midland, at least according to this list.
And I think that even though New Hampshire has a great deal of gun freedom, it doesn't surprise me that many people, you know, choose not to avail themselves of it. One of the things about freedom is you don't have to choose to do that given thing that is free.
The bad guy has to guess. Does this person have a gun, or does that person have a gun?
Right. Yeah. In the city, they don't have to guess as hard. 855-450-3733.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to diviproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from diviproject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. diviproject.org. DIVIproject.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I want to talk about kilts. Ladies, Christmas is coming up. And there's nothing like a man who's experiencing the freedom of a kilt right then. I think that, you know, I think it's a brave look, a kilt. And I love mine. I got mine from sportkilt.com recently. And it's a lot of fun to wear a kilt. So I recommend highly heading on over to sportkilt.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you get a discount. So that's a plus. They're running a discount right now for Black Friday. So, you know, there you go. Go enjoy that. It's, really, all kinds of kilts there. You're going to get tired of looking at kilts by the time you're done. Richie, you can go to... It's kilts.freetalklive.com to see pictures of Richie and I in our kilts. And they're entirely different. Richie's in a sort of modern black, everyday wearing kind of kilt. Whereas I am wearing what we're calling now the Free Talk Live tartan. And it is a yellow and black checkerboard pattern, plaid pattern, complete with the sporran and the socks and the whole deal. And this will be great for conventions. You get a lot of people talking to you at conventions. By the way, for those who go to conventions or did at one point, probably not doing that now, for a living, you know, it's hard to get people to talk to you at conventions because if everybody's wearing a suit and everybody sort of looks stuffy. I've taken to wearing costumes. And people want to chat. I think the kilt is going to be just one more way that is going to catch people's attention. And I certainly look good in it. You can go to kilts.freetalklive to check it out. And then you can go, there's links right there for you. Go to sportkilt.com, use coupon code FTL, and save some money on your new sport kilt. So get it for yourself for Christmas. Get it for your loved one for Christmas. It's great.
If you're considering this for the man in your life, you just have to ask yourself one question. Do you like looking at his calves?
That's true. You get to see calves in sports kilt.
And honestly, men's fashion doesn't have a lot of leeway for showing off some of the more fun parts of our muscularity.
That's true. Guys look pretty good in kilts. At least they're winning on the poll there at kilts.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ted calling in from, looks like, Kansas. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening. Yes, you were talking about concealed carry. There are currently 16 states in the U.S. that you can have, concealed carry without a permit.
Oh, really? That many? I'm surprised at that. Yeah. Now, that's only within the... Do you have to be within the state... like a resident of the state in order to have the concealed carry, or, you know, how's that work?
Yes. Yeah, you have to be a resident of the state, you know.
Okay.
There's Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and then West Virginia and Kentucky and Mississippi, and then Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, Arizona, and Alaska.
Yeah, I was thinking Alaska was going to hit the list, and I knew Arizona would. They've been constitutional carry for a very long time. Vermont's lost a few gun freedoms, as I understand it, in the very recent past with the with Bernie getting his national popularity. But still, you know, they've got a long way to fall. They were constitutional carry for a long time.
Well, it's a very sad thing. Constitutional carry used to be called Vermont carry.
Yes, it did.
The main thing I want to talk about. Tomorrow is November 9th, and November 9th of 1938 was Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass.
Yeah.
When the brown shirts attacked the Jewish people in Germany, they had no guns to protect themselves.
Indeed. One wonders what would happen had the Jews met them at the door with shotguns.
Yeah.
Well, and if you look at what's been going on in Australia, these are the early signs of what happens when you disarm a people. Nazi Germany is the late signs of what happens when you disarm a people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it always has to go to, genocide, but, I think that freemen throughout history have been distinguished by their ability to own weapons. And people who aren't free can't own weapons. Now, you know, I get it. This is, once again, the city dweller versus the country dweller argument. I can totally see why, if you're living in Metropolis or Megacity 1 or wherever, that you don't want every lunatic wetting themselves in the corner to potentially have, you know, a Glock hidden in their dirty coat. But, you know, out in the country, the cops are minutes away when seconds count. So it's, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. And,
well,
one,
I mean,
and a fact that always bears mentioning, concealed carry permit holders are 10 times less likely to commit a felony than a cop, who is 100 times less likely to commit a felony than your regular citizen. So 1,000 times less.
Well, you were talking the other night about democracy is two wolves and a sheep arguing over what to have for dinner, or voting as the case may be, and liberty is a well-armed sheep contesting the vote.
Yeah, that's the old saying.
Yeah, yeah, one more point. The man calling from Florida, I have a sister that was in Georgia, and in their community, I don't want to mention it, if they come to take someone's guns, they're going to have to take on the whole block and the whole neighborhood.
Right. One of the things that I always said about my where I live is that, you know, you're taking a gamble that a person isn't home with a gun, because out in the country, you know, not everybody's working the same times and all that sort of thing. You go to burglarize a house, yeah, you might be able to not be able to be seen from the main highway, but they probably won't be able to hear the gunshots from the main highway either.
And I think it also bears mentioning that anyone who is against gun rights and calls themselves a feminist is absolutely full of it, because it is a great equalizer. I mean, no longer is the size or muscularity or even training of a person relevant to whether or not they can defend themselves.
Oh, no, the training is still going to be very relevant.
Yeah. God made man, Sam Colt made him equal, is the old saying, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And training does matter.
Mm.
You can't just own a gun and you know, expect to do everything you want to do with it. You need that sort of rote practice. But, you know, that being said, if you have a little bit of chance to plan ahead, you're still better off with a gun than without.
Absolutely.
You know, if somebody's trying to break into my house and I haven't been training with my gun for the last 10 years, I'd still rather have my gun than not. Would be, you know, my hypothetical scenario. Ted, I think you're absolutely right, and thanks for bringing that up.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This country is what it is today, in part because people were able to own guns. And, well, it would change dramatically if they weren't. 855-450-3733. Love to hear arguments against Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal team has promised more challenges to the results of the 2020 election starting tomorrow. There are already suits pending in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Senator Roy Blunt believes it's time for the facts of those cases to be heard. The Missouri Republican told ABC's This Week that the country can come together only after the process is allowed to play out.
It's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves. It's going to be much easier to work toward the kind of transition we want. Look at the inauguration, which I'm going to have the honor of chairing again this time, and bringing the country together if everybody feels like we went through a process and everybody was heard.
Blunt added that this was clearly a close election that should be allowed to finish with the proper process. This is USA Radio News. South Florida is preparing for Tropical Storm Eta. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
South Florida officials are taking precautions ahead of Tropical Storm Eta's arrival. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says students will be home on Monday.
I have just finished speaking to Superintendent Carvalho, who has informed me that Miami-Dade Public Schools will be closed tomorrow, Monday, and that bus services will not be operable.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says the power company is ready to repair any damage caused by the high winds and rain.
Florida Power Light has 10,000 restoration personnel on hand to deal with any of the impacts from ETA. Backup from Texas has also been called in, so they are positioning additional resources into the area ahead of the storm's full impact.
Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Florida Keys, and much of the coast of South Florida is under a storm surge warning. Forecasters say ETA could drop as much as 18 inches of rain in some areas as the storm swings past Florida. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
To speak to that, we've had enough calls this evening that I haven't even gotten to my first piece of show prep. We haven't done anything. That's fine. I mean, that's what Free Talk Live is about. We open up the phone lines and let you call in. And there's not many shows that do something like that. As a matter of fact, that's why good folks like Brian Brandley, Brian Brandley, become silver amplifiers over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you can support a show that allows people to call in and talk about whatever they want. There's not a lot of that going on these days. 200 radio stations across the country, 93% of Americans listen to the radio at some point in the week. The number one format on the radio is talk radio.
We do not have topic-based community standards.
That's true, we do not. So call in, talk about what you want, and support the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com. And thank you, Brian. Let's go to Paul calling in from Grand Rapids in Michigan. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, yes, Paul. I'd like to talk about how long Joe Biden's going to be president.
How long is Joe Biden going to be president?
I would say 2 years.
2 years, and then what's going to happen?
Okay, and then
Kamala?
Yep, she gets to be president, and she can be president for 10 years.
She can be? That's true,
more or less.
Yeah, so
if it's slightly over 2 years, then she can get the rest of that term and get two full terms.
Right. If Joe Biden is president for 2 years and 1 day, and Kamala Harris is president for 2 years less a day, then she can run for president two more terms for a total of 10 years.
Yeah,
that's what the Constitution says anyway.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Even if they got to move Joe around on a hand truck.
So you think he's going to last 2 years, though?
They'll make him last somehow.
Yeah, I think that.
So weekend
like
at Bernie's then.
What's that?
Weekend at Bernie's then.
I like your prediction. I don't think that it's unlikely. That's certainly a possibility. The other possibility is the January 21st. that they just say, we're not doing this.
But then Kamala only gets one term.
She does only get one term, and
then she would get she could have two full terms at that. I mean, minus 1 day.
Right.
I really don't think they're going to be able to pretend she got elected, though. I mean, seriously, even Democrats won't give her a nomination. Like, no one likes this lady. Like, she might actually, I mean, astonishingly enough, be less likable than Hillary Clinton.
But if Biden swears in and then 10 minutes later drops dead, Kamala is president.
Right.
That's true.
Right. But Paul, I believe, his idea is that she's going to get about 2 years off of this and then somehow get elected.
Well, so the Democrats, just before the election, made sure that it was very clear that we can get rid of a president based on a mental assessment. And if you can get rid of a president based on a mental assessment, you can get rid of a president anytime you want. Because it just depends on who's doing the mental assessment. We can find some psychiatrist out there right now that will declare me nuts. And as a result, all kinds of terrible things could happen in my life. So, you know, it's a scenario. Now, obviously, we do need systems for determining whether or not somebody's absolutely bonkers in the White House. If this position is going to be important, which I don't think it should be, the president, that is, then you need to have some systems for determining. And I do think that that the Democrats understand the problem that Joe is facing, in so much as he is looked at as somebody who is in the early stages of Alzheimer's. And we don't know what stages, but he seems to have some issues with communication and memory and things like that. Kamala Harris was picked based almost entirely on her race, from the looks of it. And I think this is the very worst reason to pick somebody. But this is the world we live in today.
It also might be why she gets a second term if he is declared incompetent. Or, I mean, he's what, like 70-something now?
He's older than Trump. Yeah. I think he's 78.
77.
Democrats might elect her just because she's a black woman.
Well, I actually think that she was selected not only from her race, but from the fact that she's terrible. I mean, this is the kind of woman who will knowingly keep an innocent man on death row so that she can get more labor out of him. So I think could have picked anyone.
On death row, you don't get labor out of people, but what she was doing was keeping California prisoners in jail longer so that they would fight fires. These are the bravest and most successful firefighters in a state that has a lot of problems with fires, and it is a, she's been responsible for the incarceration of a heck of a lot more black people than any other black politician out there, and for whatever reason, there's just a pass given on that, and I don't know what's going to happen. I hear that Republicans don't believe that there's going to be 8 years of a Democrat, but it's just wide open. I'm not making any predictions at this point because we don't have any information. The polls are all messed up. The media is clearly biased, and that's the only information that we have. And so what's going to happen? I don't know, but the election was darn within a hair's breadth either way.
Yeah.
So
makes it hard.
Yeah. And do I think that either side would cheat? You better believe I mean, if you're talking about the most powerful seat in the world? Yeah, they're going to cheat. Would the
Democrats lie to get power?
Didn't the Democrats spend?
Think about that.
Wasn't it $1 billion on this campaign? It was some phenomenal amount of money trying to get the Senate, which they failed to do, and showed that you couldn't buy the American people in this way. You know, I mean, it's if you're willing to spend that kind of money, you better believe you're willing to stack the debt.
If you're going to bomb countries, and not just the leaders of the countries, but just the country in general, in order to make them take your currency for oil, you're going to lie about how many ballots came in. There's no trustworthiness in elections at all.
Right. I mean, I don't know what to say about it other than, you know, did cheating go on? Yes. How much went on either side? Don't know. But thanks for the call, Paul.
Yeah, this one's such a very strange election. So I actually was convinced before the election of Trump that they did not count votes. They just gave us numbers that they thought we wouldn't argue too much with and told us who our leader was. And I'm sure that whatever else was going on, he was not the plan. And I'm like, oh, they do count them. They might not tell us what the real numbers are, but at least they count them. Now I'm not sure again.
Yeah, I mean, so many people voted in this election. Joe Biden got more votes than any other candidate for president has ever gotten in U.S. history. And you know who was second? Trump. I mean, like, the guy who lost is the second largest vote getter in the nation's history and the largest vote getting for a seated president. So, fascinating stuff going on. Let's go to Pat calling in from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. The octopus is trying to consume us. I do firmly believe that Biden will not prevail in this.
So you think that Trump's going to win the lawfare fight?
Well, I think that Trump has been two steps ahead of these clowns the whole time.
Well, right? And we have a conservative Supreme Court right now.
It's fascinating, yeah, but who knows who makes it there?
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about a battle plan. He's been warning us for 9 months that they were going to try to snake him just like they're doing. And I think, and I have heard released late last night on one of the Republican talk shows, that there's a person in the hierarchy that released, was given permission, actually, to release.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you say it. Just hold on over the, for just a second here. 855-450-3733. We'll find out what he has to say in a second. Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We were just talking about Pat, with Pat in Michigan. He was saying that, I don't know, some big, exciting Trump secret was revealed by a righty talk show host, and I wanted to make sure that Pat had a chance to, you know, to make his big reveal. So, Pat, what was the super secret plan, battle plan? Pat. Oh, I just tapped the hold button. That's not Pat's fault. That's mine. Pat, you're back.
Oh, you are. Thanks for punching me back in.
Punching me back in.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, evidently some of these universally dispersed mail-in ballots have been impregnated with watermarks and some other high-tech impregnancy. I'm not quite all of it. But anyway, even as far as that goes, I'm sure he has more oars in the water, and I got political dirt here on what's going on here in Michigan, too.
What's
there's
that?
There's a postal worker from Traverse City who is probably on his way to the CIA or the FBI or somewhere in Washington to be, dispersed. No, not dispersed.
Disappeared?
No, not disappeared.
Deposed.
No.
Deposition?
There you go.
That's what deposed means.
And anyway, so this guy claims that, and I believe him, because the only thing you're going to do is stick your toe in boiling water if you're lying about this kind of stuff. His boss made all of him and his workers take all of the mail-in ballots that came in on the 4th, the day after the election, put them in a special basket so they could be hand-stamped and put on the priority
third
shipment to the mailing office, and their ID counted as the third.
Now, another, there's a glitch in Antrim County, and I'm thinking, because here in Michigan, they gave us the ballot where you could check a box, Republican or Democrat. That's how I'm thinking, as far as all congressional presidents.
I pretty much lost what you're saying there, Pat. It sounds like you're hitting the mic on your phone.
Okay. On the presidential side of the ballot,
uh-huh,
you can vote Democrat or Republican, straight up, right?
That was
check
it?
A box. Okay. It runs down.
Okay, I see.
And then all the local elections were on the back.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, this particular computer glitch took 6,000 votes from Antrim County, which is a podunk, poor county. 6,000 votes went from Trump to Biden on this particular computer glitch.
Yeah, there was a glitch.
There are 47 counties of the 83 counties in Michigan that use computer programs.
Right, so it could be that this glitch, if repeated over just by 6,000 votes over 40-something counties, could flip Michigan. I've heard these things, too. There's fascinating stuff coming out of here, and the media, whom you shouldn't have believed the entire time before the election, would now like you to believe after the election that they know who has won. Because at this point,
I never did believe
them. Yeah, at this point, the media is the only one who's claiming that Joe Biden has won. Now, you've got Democrats dancing in the streets over it, and, you know, God bless them, whatever. Joe Biden could win. He could lose. Just be prepared that, you know, there's this organization of people out there that, meaning the media, that largely lives in cities that is completely unattached to the country folks out there. They just don't understand how they think.
Lead is a precious metal. And like I said, Jerome better buy an inhaler.
God. Jeez. 855-450-3733. Thanks for the call, Pat. The country folks and the city folks just don't quite understand each other, and almost everybody in the media is a city folk. And I think that that's part of the problem that we're dealing with here. Let's go to the Christian Anarchist calling in from Tennessee. Gene?
Hello. Yes, I want to talk about election fraud 2.
Yes.
First of all, I didn't partake in this.
Election fraud 2, the sequel?
Yes.
So we're calling sequel. 2020.
Exactly. It's actually more than two, but yeah. First of all, I didn't partake in this religious cult voting ritual, but I have to say that you must be mentally absent to not see proof of voter fraud in this election. There's always been voter fraud, but this time around, they seem to want to rub our faces in it, as if to say, "What are you going to do about it?"
There's a good reason for that.
Why is that?
Okay, so this election is really close. The other election that I've been alive for that was really close was Bush v. Gore. Before that, you go to the 60s, and before that, you go to the 1800s. If an election is legitimately really close, you're going to aggravate straight up half the country. And because it's supposed to, the status myth is this is democracy, we all come together and decide, and we get a good result because it's democracy, and it's basically deified. So half of the people are going to be mad, and they're going to be mad at something. The state wants democracy because it is cheaper to rule people who think that it's their idea than it is to brute force it.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I'm
and
mad
if they
either
can be
way.
Mad at fraud instead, then you're going to go ahead and openly commit some fraud or make it look like you're openly committing fraud, whether you are or not.
Yeah,
because then it's fraud's fault. Fraud did it. Fraud is why your guy lost.
And I'm going to be mad either way, but I'm going to be madder if Biden gets it. But vote fraud has been around since the first vote on what's for dinner. Many of us were involved in the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and 2012, and we saw firsthand what the political arena is capable of. Outsiders are fought with every unfair and illegal tactic that in the book. They don't pull any punches in the political arena.
But they usually at least make some attempt to hide it. The reason why they're doing it publicly right now is because then it can be fraud's fault and not democracy's fault.
Right. They want to keep democracy deified is what your claim is. Well, if you fundamentally, if you understand what the fundamental reason for democracy is that they had contested elections back prior to the United States. We called them wars of succession, you know, and democracy is only intended to stop that. And as long as they can keep people, you know, voting instead of fighting, then things are generally better because fighting is a lack of stability and stable economies make more money than unstable ones.
Apparently you haven't seen what's going on in the streets of the cities.
Well, the cities, you know, are they really productive?
They've not in the last 50 years, they haven't been.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, they produce plenty of financial products.
Well, that's true, but
which is our major export these days.
The bankers aren't even going to work anymore. They're all working via Zoom and Skype and stuff. So,
all the banks are boarded up.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I would, if I lived in a blue city or if I lived in a city and I had a business, I would probably board it up this past week.
Oh, I'd board it up and put gun turrets on the roof.
I think I'd just sell it. You know, I mean, yeah, like there's better places to live. And
sometimes
this is,
you're just stuck. You know, you just can't always sell and move. And if you can,
understood.
It generally takes months or years to prepare. You can't just do it overnight like these rioters. They just come in and destroy everything, and now your business is toast, and you've lost your whole life savings.
Well, hopefully, you've got some kind of insurance that'll cover to some extent. But
insurance doesn't usually cover that.
Yeah, right.
It usually covers like natural disasters and stuff. Mm. And their IQ isn't quite low enough to count as a natural disaster.
I see. Well, it's highly unfortunate. I'm just saying, I went from a city where I was driving probably 5 hours a day doing radio ad sales to up here. You know, I drive 12 minutes to work, 12 minutes back, and yeah, that seems like too long. Life's better now than it was before, and I think that people don't understand that you don't have to live in the city to make money. So, there's that.
Well, I don't live in the city. I've been living in a big city for 30 years, I think, maybe longer.
Right.
And I have no interest in ever living in a big city. Yeah,
right.
It's way better.
That's what I'm saying, is it's just better out here.
I can go out in my front yard and shoot a gun, and nobody pays any attention.
Gene, thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.